I'll go ahead and date the tape, and then the commander can let us know when he's got things under control so he can begin. This is the 1st of June. I believe it's still 1997. So the tape is dated, and the commander can join us when he's ready.
Hatton's here. I don't know how long we're going to be able to continue, but we're going to get started. I may be sorry I made her get rid of the cough drop, too. I should make an explanation. And then everybody's going to have to understand, I don't care what we do, how bad or good things are, it never satisfies all of the people much of the time. Ones are tired of hearing about Dorma this and Dorma that. Well, Dorma's a little sick of it, too. She's in good company, for all of you know, Bob Dylan. And this is why I ask all of you to keep a distance. This is a fatal disease if you get it. And they can't clear it up if you have a resistance. It's a lung problem that causes the sac, the myocardium around the heart, to swell. The fungal infection produces a lot of mucus, but it glues to the side of the bronchioles like glue, so that oxygen can hardly pass through the membranes. I tell you that because I think you should know that there are serious, serious things coming down for all of you. And Paul earlier asked her how she has been treating it. Injectable colloids is all we found that'll touch it. We're moving into a different era, if you will. There's no reason that you couldn't have meetings without her. And some of you do have your regular meetings, and I don't find that Sananda, Soltec, Cortan, our compatriots, are missing. Not Aton, not Aton. And with all the international attention that we have had to bear lately, doesn't mean we're going to stop having meetings. It means we'll have to do whatever we need to do as we can do it. It isn't like we have regular church meetings. And quite frankly, I'm going to stop sharing some things with everyone. And along those lines, I'm going to ask, while we can still talk, Rick, to please make time. Millers, please make time to meet with Rick. Rick, I want them to know what's going on both fronts, Pacific, Atlantic, African areas. I'm not going to jeopardize any transaction, any leaders. I don't know if all of you are aware that the State Department has granted permission for Rick the 9th to the 19th, those 10 days inclusive, that he may go to Libya and interview journalistically Gaddafi. But he does it only as a journalist. Just so that you know, things are not dead on any vine, on any bush. I will tell you that I will probably also have to take my speaker and go to places like Egypt so that I can meet and there can be a verbal human translator association with some of those leaders, such as Mubarak of Egypt. Egypt is my stomping grounds and yours. And so we have to attend health. We cannot let her go into the depths of Africa and Egypt and those areas. Not only contagious herself, but compromised. We're doing just fine after all these years of patty cake and rip-off artists. We seem to be doing pretty well in the Pacific area also. And I'm not going to pin it down more than that, but it runs from Indonesia north, where we have now made our contacts. So I wrote yesterday with the full intention of having EJ read it so that you can understand a little bit about what we need to do. I wrote again this morning. It will be a private message simply because I give some instructions regarding corporate structure and a few things like that. I'm sorry that I can't openly speak to you. And that's because there are such fascinating things taking place. If you're reading, and if VK's writings are getting into the paper, you are reading. Years ago, we wrote about the Inter-American Investment Corporation. We wrote about the Development Corporation. All of these, CI Limited, but it's CIA operations. Well, you're going to find that they append limited company, they call the CIA the company. And these are all private organizations, sounding like private corporations, don't they? International corporations. What else would you have if you have corporation in your name? You have liars, that's what you have, cheats and thieves. They've stolen your nation. They have made their own bylaws. Please, if you did not take time to read verbatim, word for word, the bylaws of the Inter-American Investment Corporation, read them. Don't slough off any reading now. You cannot intelligently speak with anyone else in this room if they have read it and you haven't. I'm tired of people telling me how to run my business when they don't even bother to read. Don't bother to attend. Make announcements to me that they don't need me. And within a week, they're back wanting to restructure everything. Well, I don't know where you got Paul, but I certainly know that Gene didn't make it anywhere. And then I'm told I am a liar because I said, you said. I didn't say that. Yes, I am not in the habit of lying to you. Things go on and on and on and on and on with the legal cases. Mr. Tips has really become a hostile adversary. And therefore, it makes it very awkward to even communicate with him, much less to do anything that has Gene as a go-between. I know that all of you don't like to accept things as they are. I have to bring a little more bad news, good news, however you want to accept it. Because I was told, and Dorma was told, and EJ was told, and Charles was told, when the uprising came with INSES to fix it, make it right. I mean, they're just nice people. Well, I don't consider some of the things that were done nice. We were trying to find a place to place Rod. He obviously was not going to be a farmer. But the more things unfold, the more incredibly embarrassing and terrible, as far as I am concerned, it gets. It wasn't enough to go on extra in the shadows saying we had an arsenal of weapons and ammunition stashed at least 3 different places and all over that farm. This is what we were told, you see. There were ones there for that interview. There were ones there who sat with Betty Tootin making her speech. And I'm going to repeat, they all claim there are no side agreements. Betty Tootin pulled in thousands of dollars in interest payments. Those are on the side agreements. So don't tell me there are no side agreements and that you poor innocent little suckers have been had some way. Well, now the word comes back from Nevada. Well, a couple of interesting things. George Green was to have been at the global conference, and many people boycotted it because they were not going if he went, if he was allowed to speak. But the morning of the conference, George got in touch with, Dean Stonier, and said he wouldn't be there because he had been kicked out of Montana and was now residing in Las Vegas. Jason Brent has said he's giving up his practice. He is going to Las Vegas. Word now comes back from the insider underground that they plan to take over the political leadership of Nevada, and they're going to get the Eckers. I don't think so. Number one, I don't think that these puny, fiddling little hoodlums are going to displace the big, sophisticated crooks. And certainly not your government. And it's hard enough to keep things in the Grand Caymans, you know. Poor little Chelsea has a little trust account set up for her with quite a lot of millions of dollars in the Grand Caymans. Well, should we go and hook up with Clinton or what? Well, we don't want to call that much attention, do we? But there are going to be some surprised people when this all comes out in the wash. And I think you're all going to enjoy it quite a lot. Meanwhile, we are going to have to just keep going or not. I am pulling back almost 100%. We will continue to have meetings when we can because I think we need to share some of our spiritual development. But as far as I am concerned, all businesses are now defunct. Doesn't mean we're going to close up our product line. Doesn't mean we're really going to change anything here. But I guess you know, if you don't, you should, that you've been turned into the franchise tax boards, to the FDA, and even to a company called Gaia Herbs. And, of course, they want you to change all of your names. Well, I'm not going to let anybody change any names. We just keep adding two, and they have nothing to do with herbs. We have a brand new corporation, major international investment corporation called Global Alliance Investment Association. And that spells Gaia. So if anybody wants to play with me, I'm ready. And I think all of you have grown through 10 years that possibly now you're ready. I'm not taking it anymore. I'm not asking my people to take it anymore. But as far as Tehachapi is concerned, don't ever even think about coming here to get a job, to work, to do anything, because it will never be like we hoped it would be. It doesn't mean that things won't take place. But there can be no focus because you got it internationally, television internationally. It was seen in Greece, in Africa, in New Zealand, Australia. And yet, I want to tell you, we made some real buddies at Extra. They don't know yet what to do because they know you ought to sue them. And they are prepared. The minute we bring a suit against them, they are going to go against Ince, Fort, Beam, and Tootin for misleading them. Well, now we have to balance it off. Do we want this kind of legal harangue the rest of our natural lives? I don't think so either. But for 2 or 3 years now, Eggers have been making arrangements to protect investments, if you want to call them that. These are loans, and the Institute has been so insulted, and it continues to be, as of yesterday, more filings from Abbott and Horton with the Supreme Court of Nevada. And in a minute, I believe that we got that into yesterday's writing so that you'll hear it again. But they go through all of this saying that our side did not return a petition for movement of venue. Now, the judge had already said he didn't think he had the right venue, move it. So we come along and we move it, and it's approved. And now they come back and say it wasn't filed within 20 days. But listen to what they've done. And this is every paper that comes through. It goes along and it spouts off all this garbage with Mr. Abbott. And then it says, dated this 27th day of May, 1997, signed, and then the charter number and so forth. And then right down here it says, I certify that this was read and mailed and etc. on May 27th, 1997, comma, 1996, comma, and on, signed Mary Abbott. Then you turn one more page, and it says, and this is signed on the 27th day of May, 1995. Signed Abbott and Horton. And this continues every time to fly. So I'm going to go on record right now, Rick. I want Glenn down here as soon as possible. And we're going to sit at this table, and we're going to make about 30 filings. And I don't want it back to any of the enemies, please, yet. They're trying to get Eckers to sign off with prejudice. That means you can't come against Horn or any of those bastards ever again in your life if you sign it. You file your document first. And then you go sign the damn thing. And then you let Mr. Tips worry about it. It has now been decided that that case should never have cost. Absolutely tops outside maximum $50,000. It has been over $1 million for just one side of one half of that suit. And they have managed to get everything under letter of law removed. Everything. So you have at least 15 judges to bring procedural charges against. I want Glenn here. I would like Miller here if possible. But I really don't care. He can go over the final papers as we file. Now, I don't care who thinks this will or won't work. But if you think that you can go in and bring charges against the judge in the United States of America for doing what Chapin did, and they allow it to get into the court system, forget it. They protect each other. So you've got to come against them on Title 42 charges of misrepresentation without due process of law. and you nail them on procedure. And I think you'll find most of these clearing up without a hearing even. Now, would anyone care to ask me anything while I'm still talking and before EJ gets a chance? I do need to know if everybody's all right. Zita had a birthday. Zita's frightened. This makes her anxiety-ridden and having pretty bad days from time to time. Zita could still, please tell her, she still could get well. She doesn't have to do this to herself. All of you can heal yourselves. Please know that. But don't wait until you have done in your body, because it's going to double up your labor load. If you have to work, if you have to function in a sick body, an infirm body, crippled. So let's be careful what we do to ourselves. Let's be careful what we do about blaming God for our circumstances. And let's be careful what we ask God to do. You might get it, and none of you seem to know what to do with it. And I'm not sure you recognize it when it shows up. We have had to work for all of these years with enemies among us. They don't even realize they're enemies. And others coming because they think this is some kind of a perfect place to share and commune and look after each other and these sorts of things. And no, it is not. If you want that, you go find Claire Prophet. We have a major international intrigue going on. It's actually an intergalactic intrigue. And it amazes me that I am so little believed or respected even in this room. You come, but you're confused and distracted by the presence of speakers, etc. I have no problem on the international level, nor at your national level. And we're going to get some things done. And yet you will now understand better why it will never be known. You'll just see things magically coming to happen. And it will be done in such a business structure that you won't even recognize it's yours. It's the only way you're going to accomplish it. And if we have to leave Tehachapi, everybody in the world can move to Tehachapi. If I have to go, I have to go. That's all there is to it. And you're not the only place. You still have a relatively good structure of living in the United States of America is relatively, well, relative to, let us say, South Africa or Central Africa and Zaire. But you are just as politically controlled. And you're going to find that when eruptions and disruptions began and racial riots began, you're going to think you are in those dark, primitive, tribal areas where they slash each other to death with machetes. And why would they slash each other to death with machetes and slingshots? Because they're not allowed guns. And it's over for you when they get control of all the guns. It's over. And if you think that will stop the wars, think again. They do just as much slashing, cutting, and burning as they do shooting. EJ, please read yesterday so that I may have an opportunity to comment.
This is from Saturday, May the 31st, 1997. Blatant stupidity or clever shenanigans. In the never-ending sagas of legal encounters, even to the objection to the Supreme Court of a lower Nevada court's ruling to change venue from northern Nevada to Las Vegas, where all the parties to the case are either located or are comfortably close, the foolishness goes on and on and on. While Mr. Fort will have to pick up the costs of now well over $100,000 in Abbott Horton's legal fees. Well over. Not only do these lawyers continue the foolishness in the face of the court's rulings, but they do so with such blatant and incorrect filings as to be laughable, if not totally sordid. They make no bones about the circumstance, as this has to do with receivership of the Institute. In their case, one of the plaintiffs on their side is still offered as Schrepfer, who is now dead some 6 or more months. How interesting. The filing paper is wrong in every procedural application of any law, current or common. It goes like this. Eleanor E. Schrepfer, for the Eleanor E. Schrepfer Family Trust, and for Teja, Inc., a Nevada corporation, and Leon Fort, for himself, and for Infinite Balance, Inc., a Nevada corporation, appellants, and George Green, intervener, versus Phoenix Institute for Research and Education Limited, a Nevada corporation, Carson Capital Corporation, a Nevada corporation, et al. Respondents. Now, after many years, the appellants argue that time was not quite correct in the Institute's venue change application. What an interesting concept. I wish now to just share from the last 2 pages of the documents filed by Abbott Horton in this very paperwork. This will be from the faxed copies, pages 8, 10 and 11, regarding the filing of this particular paper with the Supreme Court, Nevada, from whence these dudes have been tossed out twice, and once from the U.S. Supreme Court. Page 10. I hereby certify that I have read this, and so forth. I further certify that this brief complies with. I understand that I may be subject to sanctions in the event that the accompanying brief is not in conformity with the requirements of the Nevada Rules of Appellate Procedure, dated this 27th day of May, 1997, signed George Abbott, Nevada Bar Number 2178, paren. This, we assume, is the Bar Association and not the local bar. George W. Abbott, chartered, Box 98, Minden, Nevada, telephone 702-782-2302.
Feel free to call him.
Then at the bottom of that same page is Certificate of Service. Pursuant to Nevada Rules of Court Procedure 5B, I certify that I am an employee of George W. Abbott, and on May the 27th, 1997, 1996, I deposited for mailing at Minden, Nevada, the within appellant's reply brief addressed to, signed Mary Abbott. Then on page 11, quote, by failing to comply with Nevada Rule 13.050, appellants waived any rights under such statute. Dated the 20th and 27th days of May, 1995, signed George W. Abbott and David Horton, Esquire, paren, title of nobility, Nevada Bar Number 1378, Box 2107, Carson City, Nevada. No telephone number. Well, it appears to me that possibly Mr. Green was correct when he called his own attorney, Horton, so stupid he has to tell him everything to do. Now, note that they will get this paper and rush forth and beg the court for mercy that somehow their computer and fax were broken, etc. It happens every filing. Well, how in the hell are people supposed to even respond sanely to this kind of stupid or intentional confusion and cocksmanship? Is this a point of law being broken, or a game for attorneys to clean up everything in their clients' pockets, now or ever? Abbott said before many witnesses, including the Eckers and Mr. Dixon, that he, quote, intends to retire on this case. Sorry, Leon. You, Leon, do not have enough in the Institute to pay off the damned Abbott billing, and if you think he will forgive it to you, you nice people, think again. He keeps entering his bills in court, and probably you nice unwatching people don't even know it, as he says he has your power of attorney and doesn't have to tell you anything. Is this a jest? Come now, sleepy people. Schrepfer is dead, while Gooden and other attorneys snatched his assets, and Eleanor is in a senile center and doesn't know her ears from her fingers. Is this right behavior from officers of the court? And Leon, Mr. Abbott would not allow you to be dismissed from the case until the court ordered him to accept it and asked him to leave the courtroom after running up unlimited more bills in the interim. Now you come to be used in this profane manner, and you don't even seem to take notice. Ann Beam controls your corporation, Infinite Balance, and she is the one who continues this relationship openly with Green, Horn, Abbott, and Horton. Use little old ladies like Esther? Who uses them? Do you have any idea at all what is going on and on and on? Does this have anything to do with your search for God? This, sir, has nothing to do with God, I can certainly promise you. Do you not realize further, good friends, that anyone suing a corporation is, by law, precluded from settlement until all legal billings are settled in the matter? Now explain to me. Do you nice people expect to have anything when the billings are already twice as high as the loans? And yes, indeed, these were loans, not investments of any kind at all. And you hide the side agreements. Why? Betty Tootin has incriminated herself internationally by hiding the side agreements because it is the side agreements that pertain to interest, etc. And she got thousands of dollars in regular interest payments. You nice people out there, Fort Tootin, etc., had best pray hard that Eckers don't bring charges against Extra, the tabloid international TV magazine, because Extra is waiting, after having been told to bury the day of shooting here, which they found so interesting and filled with information, to see if they'll have to criminally charge Tootin and Fort, along with Beam and Ince, with supplying false information. Ince is at the very top of their list of let's hang them. But you keep right on planning and scheming and doing nasty little things, don't you? Well, I just keep tabs on the happenings, and we find Horn, Jason Brent, Green, and all of you nice little coven of actors playing in what you think is a big political game of get control of Nevada, and then pull down Hatton and his motley crew. Come now, do you really think you little crooks and hoods are going to destroy the professional criminals of Nevada and the Sin Cities? We aren't going to fight you nerds any longer. We are simply going to go back to our original work of right, and you can get the rewards of the damage you have brought forth. We don't need it, and destruction should be reaped by the offending effects of thoughtless self-mutilation. And Green goes right on in his stupid role of patriot. ? This is what is wrong with your country, readers, and you allow it. And when your tummies are empty, please do feel free to come to us for food, for we have some very nasty smut to offer back to you if you can get the stashed equipment from harvest for harvest from your hiding places at the neighbor's farm junkyard.
Now, let's stop here a minute. Some person or persons have brought what is the county people pathologists are classifying, correct me, Charles, if I'm wrong, loose smut. It turns the seed heads black, pulverizes the seed, disintegrates the seed of any grain that it's introduced to, and it has been introduced to the edge of the field, so there is no way under the sun that it can be claimed any other introduction method was used other than intentional by-hand infectation or infestation by this mold, algae. It's a fungi. It is not the mold smut that has come up from Mexico, to which spelt is really very, very resistant. It's typical loose smut. And if this spreads out through the organic growing fields, Mr. Entz is going to be hanged. They are pissed off. Now, in all of this unfolding, we were told that, you know, we were nasty beings for suggesting that possibly Rod may have taken some things that were not his. Mr. Prell, working with Charles, finally said something about Entz moved. Or did he move, or, you know, what? And Charles said no. As a matter of fact, he and some of his family were working right up at the Old Town Buffet. Now, this would be nice, too, but I'm going to nauseate a few of you because the word is out that if any of you come in there, he's going to contaminate your food, all right, and he goes right ahead to tell what he's going to do. You know, big me. Well, Mr. Prell says, well, where is he? As a matter of fact, he brought harvester headers, potato digger, all this equipment over and nestled it in the middle of Mr. Prell's, what he calls his junkyard, and swore him to secrecy. That is Mr. Hamilton's header, of which Wentz took the key and sent it back to Hamilton's and caused this major, major rift with these people. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of it. It's over. This is over. And we played US&P long enough to get the proof that you needed. And it's too bad Gene Dixon isn't here to hear this one. Half of the billings that the judge said he did not order Eckerst have to pay the bills, but he did order that the opposition attorneys bring in by the 27th, I believe, this month, their billings so he could decide what he was going to charge as far as making the Eckerst pay attorney's fees and so forth. Half of the almost $16,000 that they want the Eckers to pay is attributed to Stephen Horn, and revisions and reviews over and over. Revisions of the original declaration of Stephen Horn. Second revision. I thought if you made a declaration or an affidavit, it was under penalty of perjury. And how do you get to revise it 19 times and charge for it? You have it. You've got Cleary's name, America West, and Stephen Horn scattered throughout and billed for it. If that isn't conspiracy, then I don't know what these attorneys need. Go on, please.
Well, I just keep tabs on the happenings, and we find Horn, Jason Brent. Oh, I think I read that. I think I got to where we said, we aren't going to fight you nerds any longer. We are simply going back to our original work of right, and you can get the rewards of the damage you have brought forth. We don't need it, and destruction would be reaped by the offending effects of thoughtless self-mutilation. And Green goes right on in his stupid role of patriot. This is what is wrong with your country, readers, and you allow it. And when your tummies are empty, please do feel free to come for us for food, for we have some nasty smut to offer back to you. If you can get the stashed equipment for harvest from your hiding places at the neighbor's farm junkyard. Sorry to reread that paragraph. Charles brought back his potato digger, and I just wonder what you, Ants and kids who helped this transfer, will tell Hamilton about his harvester equipment. Already you sold off or outright stole Turner's disc apparatus. These are not nice things, people. But no, we do not need this garbage. Why would anyone longer put up with this type of trashing day after day? You don't need Tehachapi, and our people here don't. certainly need to be anywhere else to read and write. Well, it appears you are about ready to reap your attorney's harvest of rot and scum. We here just don't give a damn how long you string this out, because there is no funding here for your pleasure, and you simply keep the statute of limitations going and going and going. For this alone, we are grateful, for the new methods of struggle within the courts are becoming very effective, and the people are getting very proficient.
And once you can enter your own, it doesn't cost you any more than it does an attorney to do the work. You may not be as good, but I'll tell you, you'll be more accurate.
We know that you are after Dixon now that the CLC is closed temporarily, but what will he do? Who knows? If he joins your criminal crew, then he reveals himself. He already can't effectively do anything involving tips, so it appears unwise for him to serve any more of my adversaries. Mr. Dixon received and used over $60,000 per year for his count over 6 years, in which he claims to have given us his life focus. That seems to be over $360,000 with not 1 cent return on anything. The fringes were often exceeding this figure because, in addition, he was supplied with staff, office arrangements, phones with bills paid, and rent on dwellings along with an automobile. This doesn't seem terribly bad to the rest of us who have received almost nothing or nothing. Green always claimed he had control over this man. Well, that came from and through Mr. Tipps, so perhaps he was and is right. So be it. If shoes fit, wear them, but don't expect endless reward for your bastardly services from me. Further, let us have gratitude for all services, great or small, for we needed to get to right here. You could not have purchased university courses with such lessons and have the entire array of possibilities laid before you on silver trays. You have now had the opposition list themselves in the Billings yet of the opponent's camp.